Reading The Unknown Reality by Jane Roberts, a Seth book, volume 2. Okay, so we're in session 721, and this is going to be a long session with session notes, and it will likely be two videos. So I have some notes here I want to read you guys first. And it's Rob. Rob is stating at the conclusion of the last session, 720, I mentioned the Roman soldier vision I'd had near the end of October and added that I would soon go into my questions about them. Before I could do so, however, I had another experience with psychic perception 3 days later on November 16th that led to more questions. This one wasn't a quote unquote Roman, though, but a series of very vivid impressions of myself as a black woman on the island of Jamaica in the Caribbean Sea. The time period was, or is, the 19th century. And he adds, quote unquote, Jamaica took place on a Saturday. And Seth referred to it briefly in the next session on Monday night. That session turned out to be private rather than one for book dictation. Seth came back to Jamaica in Jane's ESP class the next evening on November 19th. At the same time, he began discussing his concept of quote unquote counterparts, which he formally introduced in tonight's session. His material enhances my Roman and Jamaican visions and others, which saves me considerable effort in figuring them out for myself, of course. And obviously, Seth does a much better job of putting them all together than I could. I'd like to add that I hardly think it a coincidence, however, that within less than a month from my first quote Rome first Roman end quote, Seth was to initiate a body of information, which he began to clarify many of my questions about certain of my own psychic adventures. I don't think those events directly led Seth into beginning his new material, but in retrospect, Jane and I agree that they certainly played some considerable part in establishing a foundation or impetus for such a development. All right, now going into actual Seth dictation. He states, when you look into a mirror, you see your reflection, but it does not talk back to you. In the dream state, you are looking into the mirror of the psyche, so to speak, and seeing the reflections of your own thoughts, fears, and desires. Here, however, the quote-unquote reflections do indeed speak and take their own form. In a certain sense, they are free-willing in that they have their own kind of reality. In the dream state, your joys and fears talk back to you, perform, and act out the role in which you have cast them. If, for example, you believe that you are possessed of a great inner wealth, you may have a dream about a king in a fine palace. The king actually need not look like you at all, nor need you identify him in the dream. Symbolically, however, this would represent one way of expressing your feelings. Inner wealth would be interpreted here in the same terms as worldly luxury. The dream, once created, would go its own way. If you have conflicts over the ideas connected with good and evil or wealth and poverty, then the king might lose his lands or goods, or some catastrophe might befall him. If you suspect that abundance is somehow spiritually dangerous, then the king might be captured and punished. All kinds of other events might be involved. groups of people, for example, representing bands of quote unquote rampaging desires. The entire drama would involve the quote unquote evolution of an emotion or belief. In the dream state, you set it free and see what will happen to it, how it will develop, where it will go. The reflections of your ideas and intimate emotions are then projected outward in a rich drama. You can observe the play, take a role in it, or move in and out of its acts as you prefer. You will use your own private symbols. These represent your psychic shorthand. They are connected with your personal creativity. So, dream books will not help you in deciphering those meanings if they attach a specific significance to any given symbol. Symbols themselves change. If you had before you your entire dream history and could read, as in a book, the story of all of your dreams from birth, you would discover that you changed the meaning of your symbols as you went along, or as it suited your purposes. The content of a dream itself has much to do with the way you employ any given symbol. The king, for example, may be at one time the symbol of a great inner wealth. He may be kindly but poor, signifying the idea that wealth does not necessarily involve physical goods. He might at another time appear as a dictator, cruel and overbearing, where he would represent an entirely different framework of feeling and belief. He might show himself as a young monarch, signaling a belief that, quote, youth is king, end quote. At various times in history, the same image has been used quite differently. When people are fighting dictatorial monarchs, then often the king appears in dreams as a despicable character to be booted and rooted out. Whether or not you remember your dreams, you are educating yourself as they happen. You may suddenly, quote-unquote, awaken while still within the dream state, however, and recognize the drama that you have yourself created. At this point, you will understand the fact that the play, while seeming quite real, is, to a certain extent, hallucinatory. If you prefer, you can clear the stage at once by saying, quote, I do not like this play, and so I will create it no longer, end quote. You may then find yourself facing an empty stage. Become momentarily disoriented at the sudden lack of activity and promptly begin to form another dream play more to your liking. If, however, you pause first and wait a moment, you can begin to glimpse the environment that serves as a stage, the natural landscape of the dream reality. In waking life, if you want to disconnect yourself from an event or place, you try to move away from it in space. In dream reality, events occur in a different fashion, and places spring up about you. If you meet with people or events not of your liking, then you must simply move your attention away from them, and they will disappear as far as your experience is concerned. In physical reality, you can move fairly freely through space, but you do not travel from one city to another, for example, unless you want to. Intent is invoked. This is so obvious that its significance escapes you, but it is intent that moves you through space. And that is behind all of your physical locomotion. You utilize ships, automobiles, trains, airplanes because you want to go to another place, and certain vehicles work best under certain conditions. In the waking state, you travel to places. They do not come to you. In dream reality, however, your intent causes places to spring up about you. They come to you instead of the other way around. You form and attract, quote unquote, places, or a kind of inner space in which you then have certain experiences. This inner space does not, quote unquote, displace normal space or knock it aside. Yet the creation of a definite inner environment or location is concerned. For those of you who are curious, try this experiment. Okay, before I give you practice element 15, I want to tell you guys something. In a dream. So what happened in this dream was amazing. This is like the only time that I remember ever actually really, really becoming conscious deep inside of a dream. So there's a series of things that happened, and I can't go into it all because it would take too long, but I became conscious and I heard myself talking to my dreaming self, which there was like a, I was barefoot and there was a chain link fence, and I was running and it was dark and it was my old neighborhood, and there was a fence and I needed to get over this fence for who knows why, but I needed over it, and I heard myself, another me, literally say to me, "Amanda, all you have to do is think yourself over the fence and you will be." And I was like, my dreaming self was like, "Oh yeah, duh, of course. I'm over the fence." And then bam, I was. And I was like, "Oh wow, that was really cool, and I'm so glad I remembered that." I wrote it down. And again, I don't have my notebook right in front of me, but that's one that sticks. So, that was me becoming conscious within a dream, and I've been trying to do it again ever since. And I mean, there are little things where I have become conscious, but not quite like that. So, anyway, let's go to practice element 15. Seth states, in a dream, attempt to expand whatever space you find yourself in. If you are in a room, move from it into another one. If you are on a street, follow it as far as you can or turn a corner. Unless you are working out ideas of limitations for your own reasons, you will find that you can indeed expand inner space. There is no point where an end to it need appear. The properties of inner space, therefore, are endless. Most people are not this proficient in dream manipulation. But surely some of my readers will be able to remember what I am saying while they are dreaming. To those people, I say, quote, look around you in the dream state. Try to expand any location in which you find yourself. If you are in a house, remember to look out the window. And once you walk to that window, a scene will appear. You can walk out of that dream house into another environment, and theoretically, at least, you can explore that world, and the space within it will expand. There will be no spot in the dream where the environment will cease. End quote. Now, what you think of as exterior space expands in precisely the same manner. In this respect, dream reality faithfully mirrors what you refer to as the nature of the exterior world. Earth experience, even in your terms, is far more varied than you ever consciously imagine. The intimate life of a person in one country with its culture is far different from that of an individual who comes from another kind of culture, with its own ideas of art, history, politics, or religion or law. Because you focus upon similarities of necessity, then the physical world possesses its coherence. There are unknown gulfs that separate the private experience of a poor Indian, a rich Indian, a native in New Guinea, an American tailor, an African nationalist, a Chinese aristocrat, an Irish housewife. These differences cannot be objectively stated. They bring about qualitative differences, however, in the experience of space and time. There are jet travelers and those who have never seen a train, so your own system of reality contains vast contrasts. The dream state, however, involves you with a kind of communication that is not physically practical, for there, no man or woman is caught without a given role. No individual's idea in the dream state are limited by his or her cultural background or physical experience. Even those who have never seen an airplane can travel from place to place in the twinkling of an eye, and the poor are fed, the ignorant are wise, the sick are well. The creativity that may be physically hampered is expressed. It is true that the hungry man awakening is still hungry. The ill may awaken no healthier than they were before. In deep terms, however, in the dream state, each person will be working out his or her own problems or challenges. Dreaming, a person can cure himself or herself of a disease, working through the problem that caused it. Dreaming, the hungry individual can discover ways to find food or to procure the money to buy it. Dreaming is a practical activity. If it were understood as such, it would be even more practical in your terms. Animals also dream, for example, and whole herds of starving animals will be led by their dreams to find better feeding grounds. In the same way, the dreams of starving people point toward the solution of the problem. Such data are largely ignored, however. In the dream state, any individual can find the solution to whatever challenge exists. The great natural cooperation that exists between the waking and the dreaming self has been mostly set aside. The conscious mind is quite equipped to interpret dream information. You forget that dreaming is a part of life. You have disconnected it in your thoughts, at least from your daily experience, so that dreams seem to have no practical application. You live in a waking and dreaming mental environment, however. In both environments, you are conscious. Your dream experience represents a pivotal reality, like the center of a wheel. Your physical world is one spoke. You are united with all of your other simultaneous existences through the nature of the dream state. The unknown reality is there presented to your view, and there is no biological, mental, or psychic reason why you cannot learn to use and understand your own dreaming reality. In your dreams, in your terms, you find your personal past appearing in the present. So in those terms, the past of the species also occurs. Future probabilities are worked out there also, so that individually and in mass, the species decides upon its probable future. There is a feeling held by many that a study of dream reality will lead you further away from the world you know. Instead, it would connect you with that world in most practical terms. I said that inner space expands, but so does inner time. Those of you who can remember, try the following experiment. Now, I gotta stop here, but The next video will have practice element 16. Real quick, those who can't wait, quickly pause. I'm going to go through this really fast. Quickly pause, read. Quickly pause and read. And obviously, there's a lot more that goes with this, but you can quickly pause and read. And then just check back for the next video, okay?